Hello everyone. Welcome to another time of reflection when we come together through thoughts and words. My name is Karen Dale. I'm in ministry with Beach United Church, and I invite you to have a look at the painting at the top of the Spirit Connect page. You might well recognize it as Leonardo da Vinci's famous rendition of the Last Supper. Does this painting look like any meal that you have ever shared with family and friends? Well, I have to say that my family looks nothing like this. For a start, we gather around a table, not behind it. And for us, there are lots of different ages and gender identities. We actually don't have young children in our family, or at least not yet. But I know that many of you do. In these strange times where many things are different, there will be some people who have to eat alone, isolated from those that they know and love. There are people who are sharing meals virtually through such tools as Zoom. Perhaps you haven't been able to get the ingredients for your favorite dish and are having to adapt. And it is in such moments as these that we hold in our prayers those who are struggling to get enough to eat, those who are wondering where their next meal might come from, those who do not have a place to call home. Jesus ate this Passover meal with his friends during very difficult times. And I would imagine that the memories created around the table stayed with those disciples long after Jesus' death. The underlying tension as Judas struggled with his decision to betray Jesus. The comfort of sharing again in the ritual of a Passover meal. There's another painting for you to have a look at on the Spirit Connect page. Margaret Ackland calls this her non-Leonardo Last Supper. Take a look. What do you notice? Here is another opportunity for you to press pause. Do you notice that the artist shows the perspective from behind Jesus? Look at the seven-branch menorah in the center of the table that clearly establishes this as a Jewish meal, a meal that was shared by women and children as well as men. In actual fact, the laws of Passover require that children be present to ask questions so that they can learn all about the meaning of this special Passover meal. Now, we may call this meal the Last Supper, but some people name it differently. Educators and biblical scholars Borg and Crossan say that it is also the first supper of the future. As the host of this special meal, Jesus would help his disciples to look back at the events of his ministry, but he is also pointing them forward, pointing them beyond his death and looking into the future. As we teeter on the brink of Holy Week, knowing that we will be facing death once again, let us look at the table. Let us feel gratitude for those things that sustain us, those things that keep us together through these challenging times. We know that there is more to come. There is more to come for Jesus. There is more to come for all of us. And there is more to come for our world. But for the moment, we have enough. May it be so. Amen.